Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Jordan, your host and dungeon master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. As a heads up, this is going to be the last episode of the year before we all go on holiday. We will pick back up in 2026 and hope you join us for the ride. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Now let's get on with the show. Kathra, you are woken in the morning by a servant. She says, breakfast is already prepared. Caldus and Allie are already waiting in the patio for you.
Okay. I believe we're gonna have other callers today as well.
Oh, that's great. Where would you like to receive him?
I guess in the parlor?
Parlor.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get it reset.
Okay.
She said all of the other costuming bits and baubles, I'll get moved downstairs.
Okay.
That way it kind of acts as a more permanent setup.
Okay.
So let me know if you need anything else. And,
okay.
Yeah. So, you go out to breakfast.
Yep.
The rest of you have probably joined by this time.
Yeah.
Caldus says, Kathra, sorry, don't mean to barge in. He says, this is your house. he says, I wanted to check in about last night. Are you good?
Yeah. I mean, I think we made a few connections. You can see she's a little pensive, or yeah, not necessarily excited, but really thinking about the things.
Yeah. He says, I'll be honest, it caught me off guard when Celine put the spotlight on you. I didn't ask her to do that. But it probably made you a big fish in a small pond, which was not the intent, but
yeah, that wasn't my favorite part of the evening. But I think we're supposed to have lunch with her on Friday.
That's great. I think if there's anybody else, she and Elvira are the two that, if I could hope that you developed some kind of close relationship with, it would be her and Elvira. They're the two that I trust the most.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'm still getting used to this. There was a lot of people from, I don't know, out of town, and I don't know. It was a little different than what I was expecting.
Sure. Sure. The event on Friday, and then the subsequent event will be smaller and smaller fish in a larger okay. pond.
Yeah.
So at least this lets you get the nerves out, get some kind of experience under your belt.
I don't know about that, but
you'll do fine. Will, I promise.
Will the attendees be different Friday and Sunday, or is it going to be mostly some of the same
players? It'll be different. The event last night was people who are unconnected to society. They're trying to make connections, and Celine spotlighting Kathra made Kathra the connection point.
Yeah, there was quite a few,
good or bad. However it plays, we'll roll with it as it comes.
I know we have a couple visitors today, I believe.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't think I told you. There's a Warforged that says he has some information for us. He has information on the alchemist Ilmis. So
oh.
Hopefully that's something that we can use. Maybe we can dig up on him, some dirt maybe.
Yeah. Ilmis is one, he's always been in the neutral camp, and if we can pressure him into leaning our way, then
When is he coming?
He said tonight, so I don't know when your other callers are coming. But...
Well, I did you guys see me talking to a fairy last night?
There's a fairy?
Yeah, apparently her mom is the queen? The Seely Court.
Of the Seely Court?
That's what she told me. Her name was Ingrid. The fairy's name was Ingrid. Right. But I think she said she's coming today. She didn't tell me why, but...
I wonder if she had any relation to Cupie.
Cupie.
She was on the ship. She was like the ambassador to the Fae Court.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the captain, so like they probably will love you because you have like that connection, right?
Oh goodness.
They're all fae-ish and related, right? So that could be a connection.
This is so not me. I don't... You see, she's... Yes. A little overwhelmed and lost. Then... maybe another guy named Decimus?
Decimus, okay.
Yeah.
And no, any idea when he's coming?
I don't think he said.
Okay.
What about you guys? I know Galen, was that the only connection? The guy that we took care of last night? That sounded bad. I didn't mean that.
We helped.
Not that you know.
Last night. Somebody else came and tried to talk to me, but I was doing security, and so I kind of brushed him off.
I don't think that was what you were supposed to do, but...
Well, I didn't have a candle, and so I was... And he was looking for a patron, like somebody to help him with magic. I'm not a magic guy.
Okay. I mean, you could have introduced him to, Dindal.
Was he, I'll describe, Silen. Did he look like that?
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, I met him.
Oh, okay, well, alright. What about you, Bracken? Did you, make any connections?
I'm not approachable. No.
You were talking to people I saw?
Well, that's fair. It's because I couldn't see my face. But, not really. Apparently this person? I don't really look at them. Her? I don't know. Hates her mom, but that's about all I got. Her mom sucks, but that's about it. Oh! Apparently Forrester hasn't really been in the city. He's been somewhere. Some people might know where, but he hasn't really been in the city in a few months.
Yeah, he's been in the villa, right?
Yeah, I guess some villa somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
So... that might have been something we already knew. So I don't really get much.
I will look at... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to look at Caldus. Actually, I had a question for you. Have you ever heard of the name Agamemnon?
Agamemnon. He thinks for a second. It doesn't ring any bells. He says, but I'm a notorious note taker. So let me look through my archive.
That name has come up a couple of times. We've heard it, and so yeah, just if you have anything.
Sure. I'll look into it.
Okay.
And regarding Forrester in the villa, so it's southeast of town. It's a lakefront villa. Sits on about 700 or 800 acres of land, plus the lakefront. It's secluded, protected. But the caravan that you guys hit, second or third day you were here, it came from there.
Right.
So. But more and more confirmation that he's there is always positive. Because when he's in the city, he's kind of a nightmare to deal with. We deal with him in our own ways, but... He's a nightmare. All the time.
We have... today is mostly... I guess maybe today and tomorrow, possibly. And then... Friday we have lunch, and then the masquerade, or it's a masquerade ball Friday, or
yes, they're all masquerades. Okay, it's what's in vogue.
Okay, and then
it's kind of like last night, or
so Friday nights will be 5 or 6 times bigger.
Okay.
So more people, more food, more wine, more extravagance.
Okay.
And bigger fish.
And but no candles, so this one we just randomly talk to people?
Well, it's randomly, so there's all sorts of things. There are games that go on, talking, people will, they'll gather around and they'll read poetry, or they'll pontificate over the latest philosophy. It's a way for them to attempt one-upsmanship.
The more he talks, you can see the more uncomfortable Cathra gets.
And he says, you don't have to do this forever.
Okay.
It's just for now.
Is there anything we can do to get Forrester's attention? Like, are there any of the lords, are there any of the princes that, like, if we made connections with, that might get him to show himself? Or anything like that? I don't know. Like, I feel like he's our target, but he's staying so aloof that it's going to make things...
Yeah.
We are kind of on a timeline with this whole thing, so I just want to make sure we're being as, handling as quickly and efficiently as possible, I guess.
Sure. So his lieutenant that has come to town, there's a chance she'll be there Friday. More than likely she'll be at the big one on Sunday. That's kind of where everybody's gonna be.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Would it be beneficial to make a move on her?
Well,
if she was out of the picture, would he be more likely to show his face?
It would certainly up the stakes. It would provoke him, for sure.
I look over at Cathra. Does that sound like a terrible idea, or does that sound like something we would want to try?
Because
at this point, we've literally taken his money, we've gotten most of the princes against him, and he's still not making any effort to show himself.
I feel like that's a big jump right now. Let's maybe see how this weekend goes.
Yeah, we still have a couple callers today, so we'll see what they do, but just something to think about, like, whatever we can do to get this guy to show himself, like...
So, there is a chariot race as a part of the festivities.
On Friday or Sunday?
On Sunday.
Okay.
The chariot race kind of around the villa, and during that event is going to be prime time. I'm not saying you have to, but if you were to hypothetically make a move, that's a opportunity to make a move. Lots of chaos, lots of, oh, look, we sabotaged a chariot. And in that sabotaging, you also happened to kill his lieutenant.
Yeah. Will she be racing?
No, but she'll be attending.
She'll be attending, so maybe we get everyone to look this way and we make our move.
It is a thought to ponder.
Yeah, if we can make this... just based on everything... Dindal knows, like, you can see his, like, wheels spinning, like, a mile a minute kind of thing. Yeah, there's a lot of options, and we need to make sure we're doing this expeditiously.
Well, luckily, if we're trying to take her out... One, hi, Boogeyman, nice to meet you. Two, and I pull out my shadow, I'm like, also, I just kind of shake it. Got this, so that makes this real easy. So, if that's something we want to do. Mm-hmm.
You think you can, like, sneak in and
yeah.
do it real quietly?
Yeah. It obviously it's been a minute, but you don't exactly lose that. This would help, definitely getting me in.
Yeah.
But I can do it quick. I could make it painless. Well, as painless as dying can be.
Let's just see what happens the next couple days first.
Okay.
Well, so today we got people coming, so
let's yeah.
Get ready, I guess, for possibly hosting some various lords and ladies.
Yeah. I whirl on Dindal. What time is it?
I pull out my timepiece.
Just
9:45 in the morning.
9:45.
I like kind of look up, like, you know, when you're thinking through something, you just like look at the ceiling, and I just like am doing like math, and I go, "I'll be right back," and I'm gonna run out of the room so I can go scry.
Okay. So before we do that,
yeah.
So Allie says, Caldus dismisses himself. He says, "I leave you in Allie's capable hands." He says, "I'll check back in tomorrow."
Okay.
But obviously, call me anytime you need. But
all right.
Otherwise, I will check in tomorrow. So he leaves. Ellie says, "Catherine, can I steal you away for several minutes? Make some design decisions on the house."
Okay.
She says, "Dindal," and she looks at her watch. 45 minutes. Can you help gather everyone else, and we will discuss costuming.
Sounds good.
Muse should be here as well. Okay. So we can do costuming and masking at the same time.
Sounds good.
So, Bracken, I'm gonna let the roll that I rolled earlier stand.
Mm-hmm.
So I rolled a 6.
Yeah.
On scrying for?
Scrying for Helmir. Yeah, him. This is day what, by the way?
Day 11.
Okay, cool.
Day 11.
So we have 17 days left.
Okay.
And 433 episodes to get through it. So you scry on Hjalmir.
Mm-hmm.
So he is in the castle.
Okay.
You see him. He walks down the main staircase. Into one of the drawing rooms. And it's being used as a study. Eric is there.
Okay.
And when you see Eric, you kind of flinch back.
Yeah.
Because
last time.
Yeah. But you see Helmir, he just stands in the doorway, and you hear Eric say that. You see like the back half of Eric.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see his face, but he says, "Helmir, are you just gonna stand there all day?"
Mm-hmm.
He says, "When's father supposed to return?" And Helmir says, "Well, he should be back today, I think. I think he's... Well, I don't know what he's decided about what to do in Hallstatt. He doesn't seem to want to take my advice and put troops in. So, he's going to continue to let Forrester push him around, I guess. Anyways, that's all I know. Have you seen your brother?" And he looks, at this point he turns and you see Eric's full face. And he says, you know full well that that's Kryn. But no, I haven't seen him. And he says, well, anyways, I have a guard to go impersonate. And he, Halmir kind of like mock bows. He says, your highness. So there's a little bit of tension there between those two.
Okay.
And you see him, he walks away. You follow him out into the main courtyard.
When Eric turned, there was no...
No.
Okay. But I follow him.
Yeah, you follow Halmir. He goes out into the big courtyard, where you guys met the king, when Nidal's friend was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
So you start to pass like those apartments, and then the spell drops.
Okay. I'm gonna try and scry on Valentine again.
Actual Valentine?
Yeah, actual Valentine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yep. I'm gonna try and scry on him again. And for him, let me look.
Remind me what happened in his last scry.
He was somewhere, it was really loud.
Yes, okay.
I ended up getting damage from it, I think, when I came out of it. Which I go into it aware of, but I'm like, I need to know. Also, when Eric mentioned Kryn being his brother, did it seem like he was saying that in like a, oh, that's not actually my brother right now because it's Kryn, my brother, somewhere else? Or just in like a, like, that's not my brother, my brother's gone, my brother, like, he doesn't, did I get an idea of what?
You're not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I'm looking.
This
to
is
see.
It's a straight roll.
Isn't it? I think maybe. Let me.
I think it's a. I'm 90% sure it's a straight.
Pretty roll. Sure, but let me double check. Cause I mean, we've talked to him.
Yeah.
But, so firsthand. So okay, yeah. I don't know the target well. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Then it would just be straight roll.
Okay. 11.
Oh, yeah, he failed.
Okay. So. Scrying happens. Dark, cold wind, pain. Dark, cold. You end up taking 5 points of psychic damage.
That's fine. Okay.
And like just as Scry goes to fade, so I should set the scene. All of that you're experiencing, it's like you're looking into the mouth of a cave.
Okay.
And at the last second, you see Valentine's face, like actually like come out of the cave, like he's trying to escape it.
Mm-hmm.
So it appears for a flash, and then it's sucked back in.
Okay. Okay. And then I come out of it?
Yep.
Okay. I kind of rub my temples. But I'll go to... I'll just go to find the others.
Okay. So you join... Dynal and Galen. We'll come back to you guys here in just a second. Catherine.
Yes.
So you and Allie go to this drawing room. It's kind of off the parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I've got a couple of contractors that are coming. Let me go. They should be here right now. Let me go fetch them.
Okay.
It's all design choices. It's all part of the game.
Okay.
If we can sell the opulence, it in itself is a sleight of hand to our end goal.
All right.
And so a few minutes later, she comes in with there's two humans that come in, one male, one female. The male she introduces first. She says, "This is Kyron. He's a stonemason." And he says, "It's nice to meet you. Heard you might be looking for like some statues, marble busts, some columns.
Yeah, column work. Of course."
He says, "Do you mind if I take a walk around and see what might." What might fit where, and I'll give Miss Allie a write up.
Of course. Let me find a servant to guide you.
Sure.
And I'll go and ring for a servant.
Okay. So one of the servants comes. Yes.
Hi. Could you take Kyron here around? He's a stonemason then, so he's gonna help out, make things, just update things a bit here.
Of course. And so she will lead him out of the room, and, the other contractor, she's introduced as Alia.
Okay.
She says, it's a pleasure to meet you, ma'am.
Yes, it's nice to meet you as well.
My specialty is tapestries.
Okay.
Have you thought about tapestry work for any of your interiors? Rugs? Either rugs or wall-hanging tapestries? Because I specialize in both.
Wonderful. I've thought a little bit about it, of colors and things, but
she says, I tell you what, why don't I bring back some sample work tomorrow morning?
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
And see if I can earn your business.
Okay. So Cathra is trying her best to keep this.
Yeah.
Face forward, but is, you know, internally rolling her eyes, so I don't know how well she's doing.
Yeah. And so Alia leaves, and Alia says, good job.
This is...
I know.
A whole new world. Yep.
Bonus points for Aladdin twinning.
Go.
You both get advantage on your next roll. So, she says, I know it's a lot. she says, it'll all be worth it in the end. I promise.
This might be... this is going to be ridiculous. Do you know anyone who makes stained glass windows?
No one's ever asked me about stained glass before.
I thought it might be an interesting touch.
I love it.
Okay.
Love.
I'm trying to play the part.
No, I love it. Do you have anything against former clerics? Because I know a former cleric who specializes in glasswork.
No, I'm fine with former clerics.
Okay. Let me get in contact with her.
Okay.
I will get her here.
All right.
She says, in the meantime, it's time for new wardrobe selection.
Oh. Yay.
She says, I know this is Galen's favorite part.
Yeah. I definitely think everyone's having a grand old time. She's trying... I'm trying to keep the sarcasm out.
She says, Catherine, it's okay. There's no pretense here.
Okay.
I know it's strange. I know this is not what you signed up for.
Yep. All right. We're all good.
She says, do you need a few minutes?
Yeah. I'll be there in just a second.
Okay. So she will leave you, and a few minutes later, she joins you. She says, as soon as she, like, walks in the space, she says, Dindal. And she, like, snaps at you.
Mm-hmm.
And you see she produces this this animated orchestra. And she says, come.
I'll walk over.
Dance time. She says, Marjorie Gray says, you put on quite the show last night.
Yeah, I did pretty well.
She says, go ahead and roll your performance. What'd you roll?
21.
Oh, nice. You match her step for step. She takes you through a more complicated dance. She says, now, this event on Friday, and she's speaking to both Catherine, or to Bracken and Galen, as well as you. She says, there's more than dancing here. Can any of you juggle? She points at Galen. You look like you know how to juggle.
Galen says, Daniel says, I don't know if Galen can juggle because we've never discussed that.
Yeah. Daniel's talking about himself in the third person. So Allie, she says, well, here, give it a shot. And out of midair conjures three wooden balls for you to attempt to juggle. So roll dexterity.
Would be acrobatics.
Yeah, acrobatics.
That's the same. Never mind. that's a natural one.
Oh, no.
Nope. Your prowess with balls is lacking.
What about a strongman type of
That's going to be more Sunday's event. Okay. There's a melee aspect to some of it. There's a chariot race, which, you know, attempted assassination attempt. Good cover. But trying to get some attention, yeah. Show of strength.
What about, like, would it be inappropriate for him to, like, try and, like, beat someone in a arm wrestling contest or things like that? Would that be, like, a way to get seen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's got the muscle for it.
He does have the muscle for it. Yeah, that's definitely a way to get seen. So, juggling, feats of strength. Does anybody tightrope walk?
I mean, no, but I've used, like, clothing lines to get away from a building before.
Worth a shot?
Yeah.
And she, and out of literally thin air, this tightrope, it's a slack line, but it appears, like, across the room.
Mm-hmm.
She says, give it a shot.
What am I doing?
Acrobatics.
Thank God it's not athletics.
Nice. So you get on the slack line.
Yeah. Wait, this is way easier than a clothing line.
And you make it across the room. You do a fancy turn. You
like walk. Step up on one foot, spin.
Yep.
Chilling off.
Come around. You do it again. She's like, bravo! Are you in changeling form? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been in changeling form since...
Gotcha.
The other night.
So as you finish, Cathra comes in. And so Cathra, you see... Galen is staring at the balls at his feet, unsure what to do with them. Bracken is tightrope walking.
How high up off? If I were
like,
to,
you're like 4 feet off the ground.
If I were to do something at the end of this to get off, would it? Would the roll still count?
Sure.
Cool. I'm gonna flip off.
Okay. You flip off and you flip it off.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I was asked to do this, so it's not me this time.
Cathar turns around and walks back out.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Apparently we're being turned into a circus act. Joke's on you. Bracken's original character was a circus performer, so...
Yeah, Cathar kind of stands there, looks... takes a deep breath and turns around, literally walks out for, like, I think I need a couple more minutes.
Okay.
And then takes a couple calming breaths and justifies the means. This is ridiculous. Okay. Walks back in.
So Galen is gonna reach into his... Because he's not used to messing around with just, like, wooden balls. Yeah. So he's going to reach in and pull out his 2+2 light hammers and one of his +2 hand axes. And he's going to see if he can juggle them instead, because he's more used to throwing them.
Okay.
I figure I get a +2 on my roll because they're +2.
Yep.
That's a 23.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
So you start juggling hammers and an axe, and she goes, oh my.
I'm more used to throwing these.
Well, interesting.
Huh. Is that Angie or Cathra?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's both.
It's completely
Brocanalistos.
It's mostly Cathra. Cathra really is
going through it.
Yeah. She's just picking out tapestries, and now our friends are circus entertainers, and people that she loves are in trouble, and this is what she's doing.
She says, Allie says, she says, okay, toys away. She claps, the things disappear. She's very into clapping magic. It's a new wizarding school.
It's a 10th school of magic.
Yeah.
Cathar's like, clap. Thunder clap.
Oh no.
Blow out all the windows. She says, Cathar?
If you make me do a circus trick?
No. No. You're more dignified than that. Let's talk dresses.
Yippee.
Now, I loved what you wore last night.
Uh-huh.
But we have to step our game up.
Great.
And from the hallway, you hear Muse. He says, and we have to step our mask game up as well. These can be magical.
That's fun.
He says, Miss Cathra, I think I have an idea.
Okay.
How about a living mask?
Excuse me?
Like actual flowers.
Oh. Not what I was thinking. But
you don't want someone else's living flesh on your skin?
That was exactly where I went.
Flesh mask.
Yeah, that's where I went.
Wow, we have been through so much that your brain went to flesh mask.
Yeah.
My
job as a DM is complete. Honestly. Like, that's it, game's over.
You win, D&D.
I've won.
Okay, yeah. Flowers. Wonderful.
Okay.
Whatever you say.
Alright. And so he reaches his hand into his bag, he pulls it out, and it's this combination of like It's these different colored hydrangeas that he's somehow formed into a mask. And he says, Allie, can you work with this? And he hands you the mask and you put it on and it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous mask. Love that. Love that.
Which one?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that one's so pretty.
So that's where.
Okay. She says, I can. Can you alter some of the colors? She says, I need oranges. I need some orange in there. He says, okay. A little orange, a little green, a little purple. She says, yes. So he takes the mask from me, he puts it back in, he pulls it out. And it's... And he says, Allie, how about this? And she says, that's what I'm going for.
Okay.
So the wardrobe that's yours,
mm-hmm.
She opens it up and she produces this beautiful, starts at the bottom. It's this big billowing orange and purple and blue and green, and it fades into orange and then a lighter green top. I think I'm not good at describing dresses.
Bodice.
There we go. That's the one. Mm-hmm.
It's huge. Got huge skirts and folds and beads and flowers and.
It's immaculate. And Muse says, "Oh, that'll do. That'll do wonderfully." And so she you there's the curtain there. You can sit behind it and try the dress on.
Okay.
So you come out, and wow factor. 10 out of 10.
Okay.
You hear music goes burning down the house.
That looks good. That's fun.
Okay.
You all right there?
Mm-hmm. Where's my tattoo?
Oh, roll for it.
4. So leg.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. She says, Gather, are you satisfied with that dress?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
She says, and you look beautiful in it.
Thank you.
No. And so she comes up to you and she gets real close and she says, You're struggling, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
She says, Third floor. End of the hallway. There's a private bathroom, big shower, big jacuzzi, big hot tub.
Okay.
Why don't you go reset?
Okay.
I think it'll do you good.
All right. So I leave and head up there.
Okay. You're able to go relax?
I don't know that she relaxes.
Okay.
I think she goes in there and I think that she kind of leans against a wall and like slides down the wall and just cries.
Okay. Crying's a free action?
Yeah. So that's what she's gonna do for a while.
Okay. Got it. Dynel. We need to step your game up for this event.
All right. Got an idea.
Okay.
So I want to go with a mask that for Friday and then for Sunday. Similar theme, but for Friday, you said you could do something maybe illusory over here, something.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, fairly simple white mask, maybe brown edges, kind of looking more rustic. I want music notes to be moving across it. I want to be playing a song. On Sunday, similar idea, but I want to be the words of a book. Can you do that?
I love a challenge.
All right.
He reaches in, he pulls it out, hands you the mask.
Okay, and put it on.
Music notes scroll across your face.
Okay.
Like an LED board in Times Square.
All right.
And it actually glows out, which is interesting.
Okay.
And... you hear faint. You hear the music that it scrolls. So.
All right. And then for Sunday, should I wait till a little later?
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. And then I look over at Allie. I'm like, all right, outfit-wise, what do you think?
How do you feel about tweed?
I like it.
I'm thinking... let's see. So she like pulls out a tape measure and she, you know, does her thing. Huh. Sexy musician? No. No, not your vibe. Distinguished gentleman.
I like it. That's more my speed.
Hold on. So she opens up the wardrobe for you. She actually steps inside of it and closes it. A few minutes later, she pops out. She hands you this very nice, like, tweed pants, coat, or pants, vest, and a sport coat, or and a tweed jacket. I think this is the look, my man.
I like it.
Look dapper.
Sounds good.
She says, now, if we could do something about your hair.
It kind of has a mind of its own.
Have you ever had a haircut?
I mean, not in a long time.
Bracken, how do you feel about cutting the professor's hair?
I think I did already. Out of character. I'm pretty sure I already did.
Yeah, they
cut it. You did, didn't you?
Yeah,
that was why Galen needed his hair redone.
Yes, because I already did. I gave him a haircut already. I was like, wait, I'm pretty sure I actively did do this, which I was surprised anyone let me do. Hey, Daniel, cut this.
But not this part. So, she says, I like it. Distinguished, subtle, a little forward, but not like brazenly forward.
Gets the theme across, I think.
It does. Yeah. And she says, Galen? Now, how was your kilt?
So, she says, Galen. They started doing dresses and suits and stuff. And Galen's like, I'm just going to wear the same thing I wore last time. And he goes to go work on the mole because he has no...
Okay.
He has no desire. Like, he's like, I've got an outfit. If they don't like it, I don't care. Like, it's appropriate for the meeting we're going to.
Fair.
I'm going to wear the same thing because I don't care if it's not different.
Okay. So she turns to talk to
she
you.
She turns and says, right, Galen, here. What about you? Where is Galen? He's like, I'm not here.
Okay.
Bracken goes, if he needs something different, I can help find something that he'll be not complaining in.
Okay. And what about you, Bracken?
I don't think I'm quite ready for a dress yet, but do you have some more suit options? Like, sort of like yesterday's.
Sure.
Okay. So it's the like it's black pants again, same tall boots, like knee high boots, flat. Bracken's gonna I'm gonna end up doing the same thing, taking them, adding pockets to the inside of the boots.
Yeah.
And asymmetrical, I think that's right.
Uh-huh.
Right, asymmetrical. Mm-hmm. Style jacket, but instead of the buttons, but instead of it being like buttoned straight up and down, the front of the jacket is like an angle.
Okay.
With like a half cloak on one shoulder, purple with a purple sash. And the side that doesn't have the cloak, the part of the jacket kind of goes down a little further to their like mid calf. It's got some like chains on it.
Yeah.
But they find that.
Okay.
Or I'll find that in the.
Okay. Wardrobe.
Yeah.
And as you produce it, Muse says, I have an idea for a mask. Unless you have one.
Well, maybe we can work together. I have something.
I like it.
You know, so I liked the style of yesterday's, but maybe you could do a half mask this time, just changing it up. And, you know, the doctors that help the sick, but the ones that are truly sick, the masks that are more bird-like.
The plague doctors.
Yeah. Maybe something like that. Similar.
I can do that. So he reaches in and he pulls out this, it's an ivory plague doctor mask. Yeah.
And instead of blue and red, it's black and purple.
Black and purple.
Yeah, but with the gold and the white, still where it is. But where blue and red is, it's...
Okay, yep. So there's black and purple around the eyes and on the cheekbones. And kind of outlined in gold. Mm. Cool, I dig that.
Is there any chance, because you said we could make them magic... Is there any way for the eyes, where the eye sockets are, that when anyone tries to look at me, look at my eyes, it reflects like an animal's does at night? Like a cat's, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe not all the time, maybe in certain lighting, but could be useful.
Sure. This is, give me till tomorrow to figure that one out.
I think I can do that.
I like it, though. He says, with that... Allie, I leave you. See you all tomorrow. See you all tomorrow. There we go. Slurring my words. So he leaves, and Allie says, I'm going to go check on Catherine now. She says, I think the callers... She says, if they hold to societal propriety, she looks at her watch, here in about an hour, you might receive your first caller. Just be prepared. So she's going to bounce. She's going to go find Catherine. And so Catherine, you're in this bathing room.
Mm-hmm. I took a little bit to just kind of let it all out and then... had, you know, gave myself kind of a pep talk and pulling myself back together.
Okay. So you're mid pulling yourself together when mm-hmm. there's a knock on the wooden door.
I will go and open it.
And it's Allie. She says, glad you found it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very nice.
What do you need?
That is a loaded question. At this point, I don't know. I don't know. I just gotta get used to this, I think.
Yeah.
This is very different.
I understand.
So, it's gonna be fine.
Okay.
I can play the part.
And when you can't, you can come here and fall apart.
Yep. All right, so I'm assuming I need to write some notes and wait for callers and all the things.
Yeah. If you want to write some notes, I will take them with me. And I imagine you can expect your first caller in about an hour.
Okay. I will start writing. I guess I need to write Selena a note first.
Mm, yeah. She says, I'll wait in the parlor. For your notes.
Okay.
So she will remove herself in the meantime. So you gotta go write the notes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the meantime, Galen, roll for your maul. We just had like two more rolls, didn't we?
Yeah, that's a 19.
Okay. Yeah, you make good progress. Okay. You're real close. Because this is the final shaping, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the final shaping on the head. This is... So that would have been, like, final surfacing, and then the next roll would be drilling... the hole in the head. So.
So you just about the time you finish up, one of the servants comes and finds you, Galen. It says the first of Lady Vay's callers has arrived. If you want to attend.
I will I'll attempt to catch Kathra in the hall.
She's already
in the room. Okay.
Yep.
Then I will go to the door and like just step right inside the door and just stand against the wall, just to see if I'm needed.
Okay. So in the meantime, so Kathra, you go and write your notes. Mm-hmm. You pass them, about the time you pass them off, one of the servants lets you know that Decimus has arrived.
Okay.
So you go see him, you take him, he is led to the sitting, or to the parlor.
Okay.
There we go. So Galen, about the time that they get to the parlor, that's when you come in. Bracken and Dindal, are you going to be here for this, or are you off doing something else?
Unless we're asked to leave, I was planning on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have him there.
Okay. So,
Oh, and a point of order. I'm back in my robes.
Okay. Perfect. So, Decimus, he says, thank you for the meeting.
Of course.
And you see him, he pulls the necklace out. And he says, I take it by your look of recognition last night that you know what this is. That you know these are dragon scales.
I do.
So, the village that I help protect is home to what I think is now about 30 dragons.
Okay.
They, Odin came to their realm and, tried to wipe them out. When he got to the village that they were from, they had had some advanced warning. And so they fled back through the portal that Odin had opened. They slipped out without him knowing, and they came here. They found their way north of the wall, like Game of Thrones. They found their way north of the mountain, in Cerdyn Wileika, and hid for years. Before they found any druid that they could trust to help disguise them. So they have lived 30 generations now.
You said your wife protected them.
She did.
Was your wife human? Was she?
She was a dragon.
Okay. How did she pass?
A magical disease. She encountered it in the woods. Dragons are strong, but they're not invincible creatures. He says the scales are hers. Her name is Solaris.
So I obviously had known about the dragons, but these
You told
and,
me.
And Galen, but these two didn't. So I kind of glance over to them to see if they're reacting at all.
Dendel's eyes are really big and he's just kind of like nodding like, okay. Kind of
look. He says, here. And he hands you a rolled up piece of parchment.
Okay.
And he says, this is... He says, excluding the hatchlings, this is the name of every dragon in my village.
You have more hatchlings? Like,
So there were 26 when I left. There were four more? There are four more hatchlings that I don't know their names yet.
Okay.
But these... And he just assumes all 30. He says, assuming they all hatched, there should be 30 of them now. He says, my wife and I, were not able to conceive. And I am the last of my bloodline.
So you are not?
I am not. I am a human.
Okay.
But if I die, when I die, there is no one to protect my people.
How old does he look?
He's in his 40s. Okay. But he looks beaten up. You know, it's like, so where he lives, it's an extreme environment. And so it takes its toll.
You guys have seen Cathras kind of grabbed her necklace just out of habit.
Huh.
And she lets it go. She will pull up her left, show her left leg to him.
Yeah. It's the scandal.
I know.
No.
Ankles.
Ankles!
Sinner!
He says, I still bear mine. And he says they don't fade when they die. He says it doesn't move anymore. He says I'm lucky it wasn't on my face. that it would be her good humor that it would end up on my face. But she, no.
How old was she?
She was in her 400s. She was young.
She was very young.
The black tooth spore. It's a fungus. What we know of it, the orc shamans, they bred this fungus, and she came into a patch of it. I think had I run into the patch of mushrooms is what I'm assuming. Had I run into the patch, it would have probably killed me in hours. She fought it for about a week before her body gave out.
Okay.
Real quick, while this conversation is going on, Galen, is this room an exterior room of the house?
No, it's the parlor. It's the room y'all have been in the most.
Yeah, I just didn't know if there were any windows. Galen is going to, while this conversation is going on, he's going to check any entrances and exits to the room to make sure, like, if any servants are coming, to kind of shoo them away. So
okay.
Just to ensure privacy for this conversation.
Sure. It's a good idea, though. He says, yeah, she fought it for about a week before her body gave out. We knew where she found it. We burned the patch of fungus, but it's a blight there. So we've become more reclusive, trying to stay hidden, stay in our in our portion of the world.
I mean, I will do what I can. Are you gonna head back home? Are you staying here?
I feel like I've been away long enough, but
I have someone to talk to, but I don't know that I can get in touch with him for a few weeks.
Okay.
But
well, is he also a dragon?
I have some I can talk to.
Kathara, I know there's a break with your contact. Let me see. It's been a couple of weeks. Let me see if my contact is...
And I also thought of the other one that's there that maybe Bracken could talk to. So we've got a few.
They always suspected that there were others, but their MO has always been a hideaway.
Yeah. Maybe stick around for a couple days and let's see if we can get some answers for you.
Sure.
Where are you staying?
I'm actually at the theater where we were last night. I have a room.
All right. I will send word there.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you as well.
I will say, if you talk to your contacts, it is where we live, despite the danger of that fungus, that place is a safe haven.
Okay. Can you show it to me on a map?
Sure. So in this, there's not a globe here.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen several globes around, with fairly decent, geography on them.
I also have cartographer's tools. Could I?
Okay.
Would I have a map?
Hey, yeah,
you would have a map.
That's a thing that you can buy with your, loads of wealth is, You could buy a globe, and because you gotta buy something from that list of just wealthy objects, like your armor sets and stuff. So I say buy a globe.
Yeah. So Kathara, it's in the Dino. You pull out your map, and you've got a good map of the continent. So it's up here in the northeast corner.
He
just points to a general area just because the map's not detailed enough.
Right.
Would you allow me to take a peek into your mind so I can see it?
Sure.
So just think of the place, think of the town, maybe if you've ever climbed up on the hill to look down on the town or anything, visualize that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cast Detect Thoughts, try and see the town.
Okay. So he when you press in, he immediately, you see this deep valley, and it seems like it goes on forever. And as he thinks about it, it kind of, like, his vision zooms, and it goes past all the trees, and it actually goes into this what you see is this giant cave network. And so for miles underneath the earth, these dragons have built a, you know, they've built a place to live.
Cool. Thank you. I know that can be a little bit strange.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you need anything else from me.
No, we'll see what we can do to help.
Thank you. My people will be glad. I will leave you to your day. And so he will leave.
As soon as he leaves, well, that happened.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 30 more dragons we gotta
if our protect. Next appointment's not here yet, Galen's gonna reach into his bag of holding and pull out the necklace.
Yes.
Because he doesn't wear his at the moment. But he's gonna pull out the necklace and he's gonna hold on to it and think, Halleck?
Oh, yeah.
Are you there yet?
Good call. Mm-hmm. Good call. Bravo.
Can you hear me now?
I kind of forgot he was still alive.
Same. He came back to life. He's not still alive. He's real alive.
He's real alive.
I'm back.
Is it zombie dragon?
Well, is that or we're going to talk to Nevi about this, so.
Yeah.
But last time I saw Halleck, he had just come out of being resurrected, and he was still feeling like he was on edge and crazy and not, he was animalistic. Yeah. He was not in his right mind yet, but it's been
12 days
since then, so I'm going to see if he's, so I reach out and see if Halleck is back in his right mind yet.
Hello, Galen. It's been a minute.
It has.
I died.
I found your body. That was weird.
I heard you met Marion.
Yeah. She was somewhat less than pleased with you. But, I may have done the wrong thing. I gave her back those gems that you took. Because she seemed real salty about it. And I was like, I'm just not going to deal with this. I'm going to let you have these.
You made the right call.
But speaking of other people. I don't know if Nara still told you what we're up to at the moment. We're in Hallstatt, and we just ran into a guy who, he is the current sort of guardian of a family of a small town that is apparently made up entirely of your kind.
Oh.
Yeah, possibly as many as 30 members of the community. Judging from what he showed us on the map, somewhere northeast, above the mountains on the Fjordlands. I don't know, like, what condition everybody is in there. He said that they had one of their members. He is not a dragon, but one of their members who was a dragon was a druid and was helping hide them from Odin, but she ran into a fungus of some kind that ended up killing her. So they are currently without protection. And I don't know what their whole situation is, but it's 30, including 4 recent hatchlings.
My God.
Which, we've what, sextupled your previous population with these 30 plus Nevi. So, I don't know how we, like, get, I don't know if you guys want to go there, or if, I don't know, maybe if they're trying to hide. Your island's not huge. It is hidden. I don't know. But they need help hiding, and whatever, we gotta figure out something to help them, what they need to hide. So you can, if you and your brothers want to think on that, I will start wearing this necklace again since you're back, so you can reach out to me if you need to.
That's a lot to process. I'm barely back to myself. We'll talk tomorrow. I'll talk to Balthazar. And, 30 more. Who would have thought, right? It's good to hear from you. We'll talk tomorrow.
It's good to hear your voice, too. Glad to have you back.
Yeah, me too. Dying sucks. I don't recommend it. Coming back's even worse, but I don't recommend it the first time.
I mean, yeah. You were missing your heart when I found you, which is, I'm assuming, not a comfortable position to be in.
No, not at all.
Alright, we'll talk to you after a while. You take care of yourself.
Thanks, you too. So that connection breaks.
And I'll turn to the group. Well, Hollux, at least mostly back to himself. Somewhat in shock over finding out that I misdid the math at septuple, their previous population, but he's going to talk to Balthazar and see what they can figure as far as getting some help, getting some protection to that group. So,
okay.
So, it's about 30 minutes later. One of the wait staff comes in, hands Cathra a note, and it's from Ingrid. It's handwritten. She says, "Cathra, I'm so sorry. I need to postpone our meeting until tomorrow, if all possible. Dealing with my mother." It's like !! You know, underlined. She says, "I'm so sorry to have to change our meeting. I really look forward to speaking with you. Hope you'll forgive me. Till then, Ingrid."
Okay. I will get a piece of paper and respond.
Okay.
I would say I'm...
Use the silver ink.
Yes. Using silver ink. And I will say, of course, tomorrow works, well. I do have a lunch, so if you could come in the morning, that would be preferable. Okay. And I sign it, Catherine.
Okay.
Tomorrow's Thursday, or lunch is Friday.
No, I thought... Yesterday was Wednesday.
Today's Thursday.
I thought the thing was Tuesday.
No, it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
Oh, okay. I got it. Yeah. In the video, you said it was Tuesday. I got you. I'm tracking now.
Yep.
Okay. So they said Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah. So today's Thursday.
Today's Thursday. Yeah.
That's what or I'm whatever on. That day is in this world. Yeah.
Thor's day.
Yeah. So I will have it sent back.
Okay. So you send it back and... You're kind of waiting around for a little while, and waitstaff comes, and it's this girl named Maisie. She says, Miss Cathra.
Yes.
There's an unannounced guest, two unannounced guests here, asking if they can, have an audience with you. They say they were at the ball last night and didn't get a chance to introduce themselves, but wanted to see if you would receive them today.
Okay. Did you get their names?
I did. It's a pair of tabaxi named Bell and Symbol.
Okay. Yes, I can meet with them.
Okay.
Did they say what they wanted? Like, what is this? Do they give any kind of pretext of what
they... They just asked if they can meet with Catherine.
Is Allie still here?
No, she's left.
Okay.
I mean, you have the guest list from last night.
Does it say anything about who these people were?
It has their names. It says
that's all it does. Yeah. Just their names. How do you want to play this, Catherine?
I think let's just see what they want.
Okay.
I mean, my name. I had a spotlight shown on me last night, so I think who knows what's gonna happen. So yeah, it's fine.
Okay. She says, "I will show them in."
I don't know. This is probably not protocol.
It doesn't... I mean, it's not a bad thing if they have worthwhile information.
I mean, and they were there last night, so... And let's be honest, it was a little chaotic. And did any of you guys notice Tabaxi?
So, roll perception.
Retroactive.
Yep, retroactive perception. It's an official roll.
Oh, oops. I probably shouldn't have rolled, but I did.
11.
18.
19.
I rolled a 22
so,
in case.
Yeah, so Bracken and Galen, you both remember a pair of tabaxi. You saw them, they walked around together last night. So you definitely saw them.
I saw a tabaxi and clocked that immediately.
So you're waiting in the parlor and, couple minutes go by, and you look. There's a bell announcing that someone's arrived. So you look up, and you see two flavor-wise, Siamese cats.
Okay.
Siamese tabaxi walk in. They walk side by side. Black faces. Silver blonde fur, live limbed, like blue violet eyes, and with Bell and Symbol walking into the room, that's where we're going to end this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan.